Hi there. The word for you today is live as God intended. In 2 Peter 1 verse 3, we read, His divine power has given us everything we need. Let me read that to you a little more fully and in depth. 2 Peter 1 verse 3. The apostle writes, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Now listen to this. For if you possess these qualities, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive. So, having read that, here are 10 scriptural principles to help you live as God intended. Let me share them with you and listen carefully. Number 1, guard your tongue. Always say less than you think, and if you do, others will respect you. Number 2, make promises sparingly. Keep them faithfully, and people will trust you. Number 3, never let an opportunity pass to say a kind word. If you do that, someday you'll look back with joy and not regret. Number 4, be genuinely interested in others. Show it by listening attentively and expressing your appreciation. Number 5, be cheerful. Don't dwell on your aches and pains. Everybody has trouble. Actually, there are people in the nearest hospital, and maybe graveyard too, who would gladly trade places with you. Number 6, keep an open mind and try to get all the facts. Discuss, but don't argue. Learn to disagree without being disagreeable. Give other people the benefit of the doubt, okay? Number 7, discourage gossip because it's destructive. Number 8, be sensitive to the feelings of others. If you do, people will consider you to be wise. And number 9, pay no attention to ill-natured remarks about you. Just live so that nobody will believe them. And number 10, don't worry about getting the credit. Just keep giving your best and be patient. Why? Because God records and God rewards. Okay?